No, I didn't do it yet. I didn't forget it yet. Okay, so here we go. Here's the molecular orbital. I'm now going to work it out for hydrogen. Hydrogen is the simplest molecule that you can have. There are only two electrons. There are two positive. There are two protons and two electrons in hydrogen. So it's the simplest molecule that you can have. So I work it out for hydrogen. This is the example that's done in every physical chemistry book. The first one, the first molecule everyone sees. And we need to look for a molecular orbital that's the sum of some atomic orbitals. And in this case, the easiest thing to do is take just the two 1s orbitals. So I'm going to start out with just the two 1s orbitals and try to guess that as my wave function and see what kind of molecular orbitals come out of that. And when you're doing this, you can ask, what about spin? What about anti-symmetry and things like that? All this complicated stuff with Slater determinants. We have to realize that right now we're looking for the molecular orbitals, and the molecular orbitals are wave functions for a single electron. We've reduced it to a problem where we only look at one electron, and then there is no electron-electron interaction because there's only one electron, and there's no issue with anti-symmetry. This, maybe I should have written it, this molecular orbital or wave function that we're looking for is a function of just one position variable. There's only one electron. And here's a constant, and then here's the atomic orbital, the hydrogen atomic orbital for 1s. And now I put this at r minus ra, where RA is the position of the first hydrogen nuclei. So I've got my hydrogens like this. This one is A and this one is B. And then C2, the atomic hydrogen, 1s orbital R minus RB. I take the wave functions, I put them at the positions of the nuclei where they should be, and I'm just guessing that this is my the wave function.